window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, getting ready for baseball today. I'll tell you something. The Giants are hitting. This is new for all of us, but this, I'm telling you, this 1-8, they're very dangerous. And you know something? I think they're better than any team in the East right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they've definitely arrived as a contender, as a threat, as a team that's making everyone forget about last year. And you know, the lineup is just so solid, and sometimes it just becomes contagious. You know, you figure Alan Hansen, he's here for a while, then Panic comes back, you never see him again. He looks like somebody who wants to play every day, and there's just a lot of good hitting up and down the lineup. And you know, when they get on the road in some of these ballparks, they're going to thrive. So it's really an upbeat situation, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This is a good test this weekend. They got Gio Gonzalez today, and you know, Bochy's stacked. The analytics have crept into Bruce Bochy's life. I will tell you that it's like a science fiction movie. He's got all the righties in there today, had all the lefties in there yesterday, and Strasburg. Bruce, I'll tell you something. I wouldn't want my fate in the hands of Steven Strasburg. You know that?
No, never. And from the first time he got hurt, you wondered if he's going to be fragile, and he certainly has been. The infamous episode when they shut him down with a World Series looking in the future, and it's too bad. The guy's got phenomenal stuff, but you're right. He's not a trustworthy fellow because things just seem to happen to him. He can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I would say I would want to be in a foxhole with him, but nobody knows what that means.
Or a rabbit hole, or
or any sort of...
I wouldn't even want to be in a watering hole with him, Marty.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere on the ninth hole at Pebble Beach with him either. But, so today Gio Gonzalez, and he's having one of his best years, and then tomorrow Scherzer. So, well, you know, I'm looking forward to see how they hit against these two guys, because Scherzer, they actually have hit some home runs. We'll talk about him tomorrow. But I'll tell you, the offense is right there for me. All right. The bullpen has been absolutely terrific. So you've got two of the elements right there.
Yeah, boy, you know, Will Smith has just been so good. He and Watson, that left side is really, really locked down now. You know, very reminiscent of Lopez and Affeld out there. And there aren't many teams that have that right now. I mean, the Dodgers bullpen is sort of like it's like a crowded restaurant. You know, everybody in there pitches. They used nine guys the other day when the starter went down. They started with a reliever, and their bullpen's a mess. The Colorado bullpen is really a mess. There's an article in the Denver Post about how bad it really is. And meanwhile, the Giants, you know, they thought they had a closer in Melanson, and he's kind of an afterthought the way all these guys are pitching. He's bringing up the rear, but if he gets in there along with Dyson and Strickland, the two left-handers, I mean, my goodness, that really is as good as, I don't know, as good as certainly anyone in the National League, I'd say.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'm going to declare it today. It's June the 9th. I'm going to declare it right now. They're going to win the division. I think I will declare it today, June 9th. They're going to win the division. I think Cueto and Samardzija hopefully will come back. And that'll put Holland in the bullpen. They're going to have lefties all over the place in the bullpen that get lefties out. And I think they're going to be stacked. I really do. So I'm saying it today. I think, Bruce, I'll tell you, I've watched every team in this division. The Dodgers are starting relievers now. They don't even have starters to pitch anymore. They're starting relievers.
Yeah.
And I know Goldschmidt is going nuts now. He's getting hot. And Greinke had a good game last night. But I've seen Arizona. And I've seen Colorado, and I think the Giants are going to win the division. I think they're going to, believe it or not, I'm going to say it today.
Yeah, well, you can say that I was nodding in agreement here in Montero, California.
I
feel the same way. I really think they're the class of the division when you look at the whole picture.
Yeah, I think so. And I'll tell you something. I think they can handle any. Now, the Washington pitching staff is outstanding. They're banged up, and Eaton comes back today. But, you know, you're talking about, of course, Strasburg and Gio and Scherzer and Roark, And I think you can deal with them in a playoff. I'll tell you something. I think it's Giants and the Cubs. I'm going to say it again. I think it's Giants and the Cubs when it comes right down to it.
Well, that'd be a good one from the revenge standpoint after what happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That still hurts.
Yeah.
But if they were to win the division, I mean, so many of the matchups could be great. I mean, if they were to face, you know, Milwaukee's an interesting club, the Cardinals, and, you know, like you say, Washington is a really, really interesting club. That kid Soto looks like a great player, and Turner and Bryce Harper, you know, the Scherzer's he's the most entertaining pitcher in baseball right now. And so, yeah, a lot of good stuff to look forward to. But, they just need to stay on the keel that they're on. And, they get Cueto and Samardzija back, I'll tell you. They're going to have to fight their way back into the rotation the way it's looking. I thought Suarez pitched well yesterday. It wasn't like they started raking line drives all over the yard. You know, a couple ground balls, you know, beat him in the end. I'm sure he really wanted that win, and Bochy didn't want to take him out. But he pitched pretty well yesterday. I don't think that was a big setback for him.
No, I think my point on this, why they're going to win, because this team, as they go through the month, Suarez is only going to get better. And once he learns how to pitch, and if he gets in trouble, bounce a few. You don't have to put the ball over the plate. He's getting better at that. Stratton's going to get better. And I think, actually, Rodriguez has a chance to be on the staff somewhere.
I hope so, yeah.
And then you're going to put Holland back in the bullpen. He gets lefties out like crazy. Block gets lefties out, and he can go a couple of innings. And all of a sudden, you know, and I'll tell you one other thing. I'm going to segue. I know we got a run here this morning. Pitchers wins. Starting pitchers wins. You know, of course, when we grew up, a starting pitcher went 8 innings, 9 innings, 7 innings, and he controlled the game. So if he got a win, he really did get a win.
Yeah.
It really meant today it's a whole different story. And I think the key for the Giants is just get the starter to keep you in the game and then turn it over to one of the 14 relievers that you're going to have during the year. And who cares what their record is? And that's the way they win games.
Yeah, that's really the way the game is going. The win has certainly been devalued. I'm with you. For somebody like Scherzer or Bumgarner, you know, it means a lot, and their one-loss record really does reflect what they've done. But things are so crazy now. You know, we have relievers starting the game, and you have bullpen games for teams when they don't even have a starter in the game. But because it's about the bullpen, like you say, if you get Holland and Block out there, the Giants are going to be able to compete with anybody in that relief pitcher game. They really are.
Yeah, and that's the game. That's 2018.
That's the deal. That's where we're at.
Yeah, you're not looking at 19-6 for a starter. You know, it's not going to happen because these guys are gone. They're gone. They're not in the game. And then the Giants have finally figured that out, and these guys have stepped up. So I think that's where it's going. Ohtani, very disappointing, right? Disappointing for baseball,
gosh.
Right?
That's the most discouraging bit of news I've heard in baseball this year.
Right now.
In a while, really. I mean, that guy, I mean, he was becoming such a story. I mean, there's never been a guy like this since Babe Ruth. I mean, he's a real hitter and a real pitcher. And, you know, everybody's saying, well, look at this. You know, once again, you know, let's bring the DH into the National League. And, you know, we don't want pitchers. It has nothing to do with his hitting. He's just a pitcher who has a lot of different pitches, a lot of different torques on his arm, and he went down just like so many other pitchers. And I just hope he comes back and they let him resume exactly what he'd been doing before.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope there's no Tommy John in here somewhere.
Oh, boy, yeah.
But, sprained elbow ligament, you know, we've been down this road so many times, so we'll see where it ends up. Well, basketball's over. I haven't seen the paper yet this morning. I left the house at 4:30 this morning to be here. I assume, did you write something for the morning on the Warriors?
Yeah, I did. I wrote something from home last night on just what a great team win it was and how many guys stepped up. And I have it actually, it's drizzling out here on the coast. I haven't gone out to get the paper and see what it looks like, but that was a very special night. When you consider the Giants titles and what the Niners did and the Raiders dynasty, we're very lucky in the Bay Area to have so many teams that have done so many things.
Yeah, during my rain delay today, which I feel is coming, feel it's coming. I think that'll be one of the questions. I'll say, what was the most dramatic or the most amazing, the Niner run, the Warrior run, or the Giants World Series? I think that'll be my question for people today.
Yeah, don't forget the A's winning three straight.
All right.
And the Raiders had a run where they won like 81% of their games over 11 years.
Okay, so, very good. No, I
yeah,
will.
It goes on and on.
All right, great. Well, have a great day. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
You got it, Marty. Thanks.
Right, thanks, Bruce. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.